His whole broke ass shoe with the wooden tack in it. That's a beautiful way. It was highly good to him. Now I'm glad it was good.
Then by the time it was cool.
Well, I tell you, the time I was cool, I had the time. But still, I tried to make it. But I went to see him go over. It'd be probably going on and pointing to me. He asked me quite on that. I said, well, I'm not making it out. I stayed there, kept a screw on there with find a girl and waiting for the rich people up
tell
there.
Tell them about them hot new shoes when you were that time.
Who?
Tell them about their shoes when you were that time.
Hot new shoes, I had to wear them. I couldn't get nothing else. I couldn't get nothing else. Then when I got married, I had nothing. I had to put up there, J.C. Babb, he had a big store in town. You know, that boy was a little bit of thing like that boy, I had born yet. So I wanted some furniture, and I had no money to buy it. So I went there and I talked to him. He said, yeah, I said, I'll let you. So he let me have a half a piece of beans. So I told him that thing there. I was glad to get that, cut the beans, and stayed there when I worked for old son called Ernest LeBlanc. So I worked for him a couple of years up there up the river there. I was head bad for him to ring the bell. Get the door for Mr. Lewis. Ring the bell, see what the people quite awake, get them all awake. I stayed there for about 10, 15 years. But he used to have to give a car a bill, take that car and wait for the all day putting up. She said, go for you, take that car there and milk that car. Take the bill home for the children. Clover, what you used to have. You know, for the children to raise the children, you give them a bill for the raise mine. But clear things you had left at the table that came to me when I came home. But I stayed there with them a couple of years and after that, then I come down here, because he was there, I come down here, stayed here. But then I got to pick it up a little bit. But I bought a ditch, lay in that ditch, I picked up all the mobile over there. In that ditch, ditch that ditch for the shovel. I just got this one back up to the red room up there. So never the old man disappeared. But he had some ditches over there too. He had a gag on the palace. But he used to ditch was, I was ditching there, so I'd go up there, be this fellow would die, butter with him. He said, you're all making too much money, so I had to drop you off a kid. We were making about $10 every 2 weeks. And what if I do want to make $15? Someone wouldn't make that ridiculous place. But I was living out there, you see, that not been made soon. But I ditched on the outside, but I ditched. But to be that fella ditched that ditches out, sucks out being that, but I was glad to get it. The fella had an automobile, I'd be willing to take $15 for it. So I bought the automobile. So old Ford. I got a rag at the top of it. I cooked them up and paper all on. But I got rid of them. But that's why I started. And nobody back there had a car there, put me. On the one day I had a car in there. So I run that one, take a ride, and the priest, he said, I used to go carry the sister back and forth from Johnsonville to Baxhall. The sister, they had no place to go, no car to go. So the priest asked me, Mr. Stewart, he said, you want to take the sister? I said, yeah, I'll take them, Father. He said, well, I'm about to pay you $30 a month to carry them people. He said, I'm going to cut the grass in the yard, you know, I'm going to give you something. And I would cut grass there for him. I'd pay the sister, and I'd go back. I'd ask him to be your cook, and I'd go back. I'd cut grass.